It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Here are your hosts, Jay-Z and Jeff. At the playground.
Welcome to Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket. Dr. Joe and the Plants Doctor, you heard from 8 to 10. Hear him every Sunday, 8 to 10, right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket. But this is Playground, time to play, time to have some fun talking sports. I would talk hockey, but there is nothing to talk about the hockey team. Did they even play over the week?
No.
No, good. All right, so that's Michigan Hockey Talk. If you
check
have any questions
off.
About Michigan Hockey Talk. The phone number to call for Michigan Hockey Talk is 734-911. Talk about Michigan football, Michigan basketball coming up. James Hawkins from Detroit News will be joining us a little later in the hour, talking Michigan basketball with him. But we have to talk some other things, and we're just going to go all around. We're not going to even start off with Michigan. We're going to talk prop bets for Super Bowl 51. Tonio, you got that wrote down? Are you prepared to do this?
I'm sticking with my bet that I did at the start of the season. Patriots, all the way.
All right.
Going to win.
Tony O said that. He started from the start of the season. I picked the Jaguars. They aren't playing anymore. I don't believe so. I think they're out. Jeff, who was your pick to win the Super Bowl?
Did I participate in that bet?
I think we did. I think we all talked about it.
Yeah, I think we've got that on the podcast. We have to check it later.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. But as far as Sunday, definitely going to go with the Patriots.
Okay, and Matthew Misler over there run the ones and twos.
I believe I picked it was either the Giants or the Saints to win, but obviously that pick was wrong. But as far as Sunday goes, I'm pretty much going to go with the Patriots. I don't think there's really a way. I don't think there's really a way Atlanta can really come out. But then again, it did surprise me that they knocked off Green Bay last weekend.
Yeah, I'm Josh Zinkin. Yes, I picked. I didn't pick Atlanta at all. Every week I've not picked Atlanta, and every week they proved me wrong. Even last week I said, nah, there's no real chance, really. But that's just, I guess, I'm wrong altogether. Jaguars didn't make it. No one else did. So let's go, since we're all pretty much picking the Patriots to win, let's go ahead and talk some prop bets that happened. First one, this is for all the way around, and if you want to join us on some of these, you can go ahead and give us a call, 734-998-1050. You can join us, ask anything, some stuff we didn't watch. Did you guys watch the Senior Bowl yesterday?
I did not, no.
I didn't either.
Nope.
Tonio?
No.
Nope. All right, so you can't really ask us about stuff we haven't seen. I believe there was a lot of guys there. I saw a dumb tweet yesterday.
What was the tweet?
Someone said there would have been 7 guys at the Senior Bowl of Peppers, and Butt wouldn't have been injured. But then I thought about him, like, wait a minute. Peppers was a junior, right? A sophomore or a junior? There's no way he's going to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, redshirt junior.
Yeah, so obviously he's not going. All right, so first one. What will Luke Bryant be wearing when he starts singing the national anthem? Blue jeans, it's 1-2, or any other pants or shorts, 3-2 odds. Which one are you taking, blue jeans or anything else?
Anything else.
All right.
This is a country star we're dealing with. I'm going to take the blue jeans all the way, Jay-Z.
All right. Miz, I know you're on W4 Country here at Cumulus Radio.
That makes him qualified.
He
He's
the guy that knows about blue jeans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm wearing mine right now. But, yeah, if he doesn't wear blue jeans, I'm pretty sure a bunch of fangirls are going to go nuts anyways. Well, they're going to go nuts regardless, but blue jeans.
Okay. Let's see. Number 3 on this list on CBS.com, CBSSports.com. Who will Donald Trump pick to win this game? Patriots 1-10, Falcons 11-2.
America.
No, he's going to the Patriots. I mean, the Cardinals just awful, just terrible.
Right. I think it's got to be a Patriot, isn't he? That's what he's about. Yeah. He doesn't even.
Him and Tom Brady have that relationship, so maybe he's got some insider information.
I think he and Belichick actually do have a relationship, so he'll definitely go with Patriots, I think.
All right, how many times will Gronk or Gronkowski be said on TV during the live broadcast?
Ooh, that's
over
a good one.
Or under 3, guys. Over or under 3. They will bring up Gronk during the Super Bowl.
What's the spread on over?
It, I just have three. Over under
the
three.
Spread.
No, I mean, like, what are the odds of it?
I don't know.
Over?
You have to go to boveda.lv.com to bet on all these.
You're making me do stuff? Come on.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just turn the mic on and turn off whenever
you know,
I need to talk.
I'm sure there's Gronk in some of those commercials. Come on. What else does he have time to do? Party and then do commercials for, like, Starburst?
Well Gronk is still injured, right? But they're still going to mention him. I say the over. I'm going to take the over. I think there's a love affair with Gronk and the broadcasters. And it's probably going to be Joe Buck, to my chagrin. We'll say Gronkowski more than three times.
All right. Tonio, you have anything on this?
I don't have any insight into the commentating, but I'll say
not?
Under.
All right. Let's keep moving on. Will Houston, we have a problem, be said on TV during the live broadcast. Broveda has yes, 5-2 odds, and no, 1-4 odds. So they're likely taking yes.
Ooh.
Will that happen at some point during the live broadcast? I mean, if it comes down to a field goal, probably.
We're in Houston, and it's an unwritten rule if you're broadcasting the play-by-play of a game in Houston to inevitably say, have it in your back pocket, Houston, we have a problem. And it's the Super Bowl. They're pulling out all the stops, Jay-Z. They're going to say it.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
This is kind of the wild card because I just can't imagine what situation they would directly use it in. But that being said, like, I mean, I think Jeff's probably right. You know, if you're going into the game in Houston, you got to know the local area, the local lingo. So I'm going to say they're going to use it.
I think it's too cheesy if they do it. They do it, but I think it's going to be way too cheesy. It's going to be one of the most, like you said, probably like a missed field goal or something.
Yeah.
Matt, if it's Joe Buck, nothing is too cheesy
for
Joe Buck.
True. No. That is true.
All right, this is something I probably should know more about since I've been to her concert. Lady Gaga performing at halftime. Brought to you by Pepsi. What song will she sing? I know none of you know any of these. Born This Way, 9-4 odds. Bad Romance, 5-2. Edge of Glory, 6-1. Poker Face and Just Dance, 10-1. Any other song, 11-10. I'm going to go any other song. I think it's going to be something off her new album, Joanne. I don't need you guys' help on that one. I'm just going to say, more than likely, she will not sing most of those songs. They're older songs, and maybe she'll sing them, but to lead off with, it's going to be something from her new album, Joanne. And then she's probably going to introduce, what's the old guy she was doing songs with?
Oh, crap. Can't remember his name.
Tony Bennett?
Tony Bennett, that's
Tony
right.
Bennett.
Yeah.
See, Miz knows about Gaga. Yes, I do believe Tony Bennett will be out during the
I'm
half
just glad time. You mentioned that was sponsored by Pepsi. Just we had to get
it
that
is.
In there.
It is. So
shameless
is the show.
Plug.
Yeah.
How many times will J.J. Watt be mentioned on live TV during the broadcast? Over 1-40 odds or 5-7 or under 1 is even, so 1-1. So they're thinking more of this is not going to be – they're not going to talk about J.J. Watt on the broadcast at all during the entire Super Bowl.
Give me the under.
Yeah, I'm with Miz. I've taken the over on just about everything and been more on the positive side, so I don't think this will happen. I'm going to take the under. They will not mention his name X number of times.
Tony Owen?
Yeah, I'd agree.
All right, moving on to this list. How many times will Deflategate be said during live TV?
I don't have enough fingers on my hands.
Right. Over 1-1.5, under 5-7 odds, so more likely they both think it's a losing bet. You don't want to put money on this bet. You can actually bet on this, and I might go put some of these on there.
But if you take the over, everybody's taking the over, right?
Well, yeah, then everybody does, so then no one wins anything on it unless you put $1 million. Then you're going to get back
now
$2. Yeah. What's in your notes? You got there. I see notes. This isn't on what we're talking about.
Those are not relevant to the show. But I will say that the over-under that I would be more confident than anything would be how many times Roger Goodell's face gets on the camera.
A lot.
Yeah.
I got one. And the fans might have an interesting take on this. You know, do we think Jim Harbaugh will be in attendance? Do we think that we're going to see him?
Ooh, I don't know if this will be on this list. Good idea, Jeff, your thoughts?
Well, I think we saw last week he was all over the place with all these recruiting visits and these official visits. I'm thinking that Tony's right. I think that's probably over by now. And yes, he's getting more prepared for National Signing Day, but he doesn't have to be back in Ann Arbor yet like he does for Wednesday. So I think he'll be there.
Might be a little vacation for him after Signing Day, too. I mean, hey.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be there, but then again, I say no. I think there's other stuff going on that he probably has planned. I mean, the babies, you know.
True. Now, if John was there, Baltimore's not in. If John was there, I'd absolutely say he's going
to
be there.
All right, let's move to in-game props. In-game, and this is one of the things I hate. I bet on a lot of stupid stuff. It's one
I've
of my
noticed,
favorite things to do.
I've noticed this, yeah.
Yeah, Miz, you've seen the dumb things
I have
I bet
seen
on.
You do
so
this,
I should not
yeah.
go to a casino with you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
no, totally go to a casino with them.
I win every once in a while, but then I end up losing all that I win before I leave. Heads or tails, and this is what disappoints me, is they always have it like even, so there's no, you don't want to bet either way because you're really not going to win nothing unless
it's
you get
a 50-50
it.
Sucker,
yeah,
it's bet.
It is. And so really putting money on this, you're really not going to gain anything off of it unless you're putting $1 million on, which I don't believe this show's budget has anything to do with that.
I barely got a dollar.
Brought to you by Pepsi. Anything, heads or tails, you got to make a bet. I'm going heads. Tony
heads,
O.
Heads.
In terms of the coin toss to start the game?
Yeah, this is an actual
There's
bet.
There's always that bet, Tony.
This bet.
How much money has been bet on that?
Oh, so much
Everyone
money.
Bets it.
Over the last 5 years, so
that
much
is,
money.
That is absurd to me because that is completely random chance. Like, okay.
Yeah. I'm an abstain. I mean, why would I want to put any...
I've actually seen it 1 year they put if it didn't land on heads or tails. Like it landed like in the grass just right so it's like
oh,
on its
straight
on.
Up in the air.
Yeah, and it was like,
hasn't
you know,
that happened vertical, either in real life or in a sports movie before?
It probably has, yeah. All right, so will either team make a field goal in the first quarter? Yes is -120 odds. No is even, meaning really you have to pick a yes to win anything off this. Will a team make a field goal in the first quarter? Miz, you can start with this one, yes or no?
Now we're talking a 3-point field goal, not an extra point field goal.
That would be a point after.
That would be, yeah, different
thing. I just want to make sure, because, you know, there's always that little...
Money's riding on this.
Come on.
There's money riding. Give me a yes.
Give you a yes. Tony O?
I say yes, too.
Jeff?
I'm going to say no. These are both high-octane, you know, prolific offensive teams. I don't know. I think we're going to trade touchdowns.
Ooh.
I'm going to say no on the field
Ooh.
Goal.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I feel like Atlanta, they don't know. Do they have a kicker? I've never seen them. Then again, I really
Matt Bryant.
Yeah, sure. And Gronkowski, what is that? I like to say Gronkowski, but what's his real name? The guy that can kick forever.
Oh, Gostkowski.
There you go. Whatever his name is. I think he'll kick the field goal. Will either team score three straight times? Yes, -190. No, +170. If you say no, you can win a little bit off this, not too much. I'm going to say no. I say no. Tony O. Your thoughts. Will either team in the Super Bowl score three straight times?
I'm going to say yes.
Tony, all right, Jeff.
I'm going to say no on this one. I think these are pretty evenly matched teams. I think we're going to see a lot of back and forth play. I don't think any team is that much better than the other to where they score three touchdowns in a row. No.
All right, Matthew Misler.
I mean, I think it's going to be a highly offensive game. I just don't think you're going to get three consecutive scores in a row from the same team.
Okay. Looking at last year's Super Bowl, what happened at the very end of the game? They don't run it. They throw it. Malcolm Butler intercepts the pass. So they ask in this game, will Malcolm Butler intercept a pass at all anytime during the game? Yes, it's a +250, so they're not thinking that. You can win, what, $2.50 on every $10 put? Or no, -300? Miz, what do you think? Yes or no? He'll intercept a pass during the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna go with yes.
Jeff,
I feel like he's you know on the good side here in terms of luck for Super Bowls and being in the right place at the right time. So I will say yes.
All right, Tony O.
I'm gonna say no. I'll say he regresses to the mean.
Right. I will also go with the no. First half spread, Atlanta +1.5, and the Patriots -1.5, so really not too much to go off this, but really you must score more than 1.5 points. You can't just score 1 point or 1.5, so this might be something to take. If you have $1 million sitting around, you want to go ahead and bet, take the Falcons in the 1.5, and hope that they're leading at least by the halftime. You guys think that might happen, the Falcons lead at halftime? Anyone?
Yeah, it could happen, but I don't know. I just think that the Patriots are gonna score.
I'll say yes. I mean, this is a situation that the Patriots love to be in, right? With Tom Brady, they're behind. They have to make a comeback. So maybe that's the narrative second half that Tommy, the comeback kid, has got to make yet another comeback. And so I'll say yes.
I'm gonna say Patriots lead by one.
By one.
By one.
21-20, something like that.
You live
something
on the like edge, that. Miz.
Why not?
71-70.
Yeah, something
first
like
half
that.
Score.
Exactly.
All right. Total gross passing yards by Matt Ryan. Over, under 325.
Over.
Total?
I'll take the under.
I'll take the under on this one also. 325 yards. Matt Ryan. Total passing yards.
Under.
All right. Will the opening kickoff result in a touchback? These are all actual bets you can make, Tonio. I know you have a lot of money.
I envy these people with this kind of dispensable income, Jay-Z.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It makes the game a lot more enjoyable when you're betting on what's Lady Gaga going to sing at halftime.
Do I see them taking a knee to start the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, see, we know. Excuse me. We know NFL kickers can really boot it, and there's a lot of touchbacks, I think, now than there used to be. And I think they'll be charged up. There'll be a touchback to open the game.
Onside kick. No, yes.
Yeah, onside kick.
Now, what if you took the bet for that, and then that happened? You'd be a millionaire.
That would be good if you had it.
Touchback. Yeah. Touchback.
All right. Keep moving on. We're looking at prop bets in Super Bowl. What will happen first, Falcons score or Falcons punt? 140 for a punt, minus 125, so you're really not gaining much if they do score. Punting is actually the under is 140. You're not going to win too much on any of this stuff, but it's fun to do. I'm going to say Falcons score right off the bat. Come on, they had more than 2 weeks to prepare. They got to at least have one drive in them.
I say they punt. I think Belichick's also had 2 weeks to prepare.
I think they score. I think Jay-Z's right. I mean, we've seen what Atlanta's offense has done. I think they're going to be fired up and get that first touchdown on the board. And yeah, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they score.
All right. So let me ask you this then, Miz. We'll go back this way with it. Who scores the first touchdown? Name the player, and I'll give you their odds. You think's going to score first?
Who scores first?
Either team.
Let's go with Julian Edelman.
Oh, right. Come on, Miz. You totally stole it. Well, I'm going with that anyway.
All right. He's 8-1. 8-1 odds.
All right,
so
fine.
So you put a dollar, you can win eight.
Oh, I'll be damned. Cool.
Tonio, who do you think?
I do not know.
You do not know?
I don't know.
If you said Atlanta's Eric Weems, that's 66-1 odds. So you put a dollar, you can win $66.
Sure. Why not? So
there you go. That's
putting all my money on Weems.
Throw away a dollar.
Right. Well, you know, and that's in the last. I also play fantasy. Obviously, why wouldn't I if I'm betting money on stuff like this?
Right.
And one of the things I love to do is go ahead and pick. So I took, let's see, Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all these injured guys from both, like, the Pack and Steelers were all on my fantasy guys last week. Let's just say I didn't finish well. I mean, there was no money on that. It was just for fun. But
yeah.
All right, let's keep moving on. Will a two-point conversion be successful in the game? Yes, 7-4 odds. No, 2-5. More likely not going to happen, but your guys' thoughts. Will a two-point conversion be successful in the game, in the Super Bowl?
I'll say no.
Yeah, I'll say no, too, just to be conservative.
You know what? I'm going to be different from all of you. I say yes in the fourth quarter.
Is this going to be a two-point conversion, Miz, that's going to have a bearing on the game? Like, what's the importance?
Raleigh just gets Atlanta within at least a possession.
Okay.
All right, let's go to what will be higher on Super Bowl Sunday? Patriots total points scored or Russell Westbrook points scored?
it's an actual bet. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
you said Russell Westbrook was
just in general.
Be high.
Yeah, Patriots have no. Well, yes, that
America
could be
will
also.
Be.
Patriots score more points or Russell Westbrook will score more points on Super Bowl Sunday?
I'll take the Patriots. I don't really follow the NBA to be honest, so.
I don't know who they're playing. I don't know who Westbrook is playing that day, so it depends on that. It's even, so it's 1-1 odds, so you're really not – whatever you bet, you're just getting back if you win. If you lose, you're losing your money, so it's not worth the all right, who will have more, Isaiah Thomas in points or Patriots points? And they're saying, give me Zeke, baby. I don't know. Isaiah Thomas, I know he didn't make the All-Star team, I do believe. This is the guy, not the Pistons guy. This is the Celtics.
I'm gonna bet on the Patriots and Tommy Brady in the Super Bowl. I just think they got everything going. They're going to keep everything rolling. And so, yeah, I'll take the Patriots.
All right. Moving on. I got a few of these left before we go to our first break on the playground. Higher number, Phil Mickelson's fourth-round score or Patriots rushing yards? -44.5. Which one do you pick? Mickelson score?
Patriots rushing yards. Is it just a one day or is it all around?
It's just his fourth round score for Mickelson.
Then I think I'd go with Mickelson then.
All right. shoots like a 73. That's more than what the Patriots are going to have.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm confused. Is it if it's the entire round or if it's the entire weekend of it? You know,
it's just it's the
just,
round.
Just the round. Then give me the rushing yards then.
All right. Yeah. Either of you have any?
Lefty will not let me down, Jay-Z. Going with Mickelson.
All right. Two or three more to go. Super Bowl MVP. Who do you have for this MVP of Super Bowl LI next Sunday?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is 7-5 odds. He's the favorite. Jeff Giles.
Just to be the contrarian, I'm going to go with Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is 5-2 odds. He's second best. And Matthew Misler.
Let's go with, I mean, since you guys got the two quarterbacks, let's go off of the grid here. Let's
do it.
Go with Gostkowski.
He is 66-1 odds.
Yeah, I'm betting on it.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst. You can do the whole field 25-1. That's stupid. They have a bunch of guys that I've never heard. Chris Long for New England. Keanu Neal for Atlanta. Eric Weems, that guy gets no love. 150-1 odds.
What about the is the former lacrosse player that had the three touchdowns on list?
Who's that? What's his name?
Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan is on here. 25-1 odds.
Hulk Hogan
is not on here.
Oh.
One to take if you Matt Bryant. That's Miz's guy.
Mm-hmm.
66-1 odds, and Miz knows he did win the Cumulus Radio's. Fantasy Football League.
I'm the champion. That belt that's in that studio with you guys, that's mine.
Right. Okay. Here's your couple more left before our first break. Who will be the Super Bowl MVP's first mention? God is 2-1. Teammate or teammates 2-1. Coach 9-1. Family 9-1. Owner 9-1. Donald Trump 20-1. And does not mention anyone above 5-2 odds. Your guys' thoughts. Whoever wins the Super Bowl MVP,
if Matt Ryan gets the MVP, he's gonna give a shout out or thank the city of Atlanta because they've been waiting for a championship for a very long time.
Okay, and it's not on that list. Oh, okay. So that would be meaning that's 5-2 odds. All right, Tony O.
Wait, was God? One
God's
of them?
2-1.
I'll take that. I think that's almost certain.
All right.
I'm gonna say family.
Family 9-1 odds. All right. And their mention is always go God. All right. Will Matt Ryan win the regular season MVP and the Super Bowl MVP?
No.
Yes, 3-1 odds. No, 1-5.
I'll take the yes because I already crowned him MVP.
You did.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, our last one right here on the playground. Having some prop bets. We're talking, there's 50 of them on CBS Sports. What color liquid will be poured on the winning coach? Is it clear? 3-1 odds.
That just makes me laugh.
Lime or green, also 3-1 odds. Yellow, 3-1. Orange is 3-1, red is 6-1, blue 15-2, or purple 12-1.
You know, if the Falcons win the Super Bowl and their coach gets the Gatorade bath, it's the Falcons. It's red. I'm gonna go with the what flavor Gatorade?
That's fruit punch.
Fruit punch Gatorade.
You're going red 6-1. I would say, Miz.
I think regardless it's gonna be red. Regardless what side of the field.
Okay, Tonio.
I'm going blue. I mean, it sounds like Miz, though, has some insider information on the stadium, you know, staff and how they're preparing this Gatorade. But
maybe. I don't know.
Well,
I got to go blue with the Patriots.
It's not Gatorade. It's Kool-Aid, though.
All right. And I'm going to go ahead and say purple. I'll go long shot like that. The Patriots did pour blue Gatorade when they won Super Bowl 49. So Tony Elm might be in
that. It's more disturbing that people know this information and they keep track of this.
And they have a picture, yes.
Yes.
They actually have a picture showing us. And our last one, actually, there's 51 of these, not 50. If the Patriots win, will Brady, Belichick, or Kraft be seen shaking Roger Goodell's hand on TV? Yes, -180 or 5-9 odds. No, +140.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. And, you know, the shot that the cameraman is going to get when Roger Goodell hands Brady the Lombardi Trophy will just be etched in our memories forever, yes.
It's going to be an instant meme. I mean, I'm going to predict it right now. If there's a bet for that, put all my money on that.
I'm going to say yes, but I was hoping like a Randy Orton Triple H scenario came up where he just spits right in Goodell's face.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen. I will say yes.
I hope it happens, though.
You never know. Randy Orton RKO out of nowhere. All right, that's our prop bets, talking about Super Bowl. It happens next week, but let's get a jump on that early. We'll take our first break. When we return, we'll talk more about what you want, 734-998-1050.